Hello and welcome to your first spotlight session, coaching session, twice, but that's okay. This is Business Foundation and Strategic Planning. I'm Jason Zook. I'm in the striped shirt on the right.
Mine's like, I'm in the blue sweater.
For those of you watching the replay, we actually already just did this.
It happens to the best of us.
But the recording wasn't set up, so now we should be good to go. We picked some other things, we did some stuff. It doesn't matter. Let's move forward.
Okay. So before we get started, allow us to introduce Spotlight Sessions. Who's excited? It's a new format for this year. This is a coaching format designed to help you get the best, most actionable info out of WAME. Let's talk about what it's going to be like. So here's why we're switching it up. We know you signed up for WAME Unlimited because you wanted help managing the overwhelm that comes from running an online business. We all know there's like a million things to think of. There's a million paths to take, ways to grow, and so many aspects of business to learn about that it can feel like you're pulled in a million different directions, right? All the time. And that's why WAME exists. But after 3 years of adding new deep dive topics every single month, we think it's time to focus on bringing the most potent, actionable advice to the surface. So our previous sessions, they'll always remain sort of this rich library of skills that you can dig into in order to support these more fundamental topics. So that's what the spotlight sessions are. And a good way to think about it is that your spotlight sessions are kind of like you're snorkeling, right? We're up at the surface. And we're talking about the fundamentals. And then if you want to dive deeper, if you want to go deep on branding, you go for it. If you want to scuba dive right into email, quiz, all of that good stuff, you can, because those are what the past coaching sessions are all about.
I feel like you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we're just going to start things right off with a sneak peek. If you're curious about the topics that we have set aside for all of 2023, here are kind of the 12 fundamental spotlight sessions that we've outlined. These are subject to change.
In no particular order, the order might change. But these are your topics for 2023, which we've never really showed before the full year of coaching ideas.
We have Business Foundation and Strategic Planning.
That's where we are.
Where you are. We have Entrepreneurial Mindset and Personal Growth. We have Offers That Sell. We have Sales and Launching. We have Marketing and Promotion. That is like all things marketing, bridge every point of the customer journey. Project Planning and Processes. We're going internal into the business. We have content creation. There's like a million things to talk about there, right?
Just a couple.
There's email list building specifically because it's that important. We have branding and website. We have copywriting. There's a lot of writing when it comes to online business. Live workshops, teaching, curriculum, how to kind of structure information, and then managing money.
Now, the interesting thing about these, if you take a look at them, we have done a coaching session on every single one of these before. So as we go through this year, the goal is not necessarily to teach you a bunch of new things on these sessions, because a lot of times what we have to do, which we're going to share more of throughout this entire coaching session, is go back and do an audit of the things that you maybe did like, I don't know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, even last year, but it's time to update them. It's time to change them. So with these sessions, we really want to distill that best information and then move you forward so that you can always be kind of changing your business as
and again,
you change.
The goal is like, you don't feel like there's now more things that you have to learn. It's like always coming back to those fundamentals. And I'm going to tell you, we even in doing this session, Jason and I looked at each other and we were like, great, we know what we need to do on our own business.
Also, how does anybody buy from us? Which we'll get to that slide where it will make sense.
That I'm saying that. Okay. So the format is going to be a little bit different, but still a lot of your same sections are going to be here. So the main coaching part is going to have four parts: your explainer, your keys, your steps, and your execution. Okay. And so your explainer section, that's going to be the meat of it. It's going to be the core concepts, links to deeper dive resources. So any topic that we kind of skim over, we're going to give you resources that already exist in WAME so you can make the most of what you're already paying for. You can go back to those coaching sessions or courses or anything.
Some of you are like, what is in WAME?
What is in WAME?
What these coaching sessions are going to help you find.
The keys are going to be your most important guiding principles to remember. This is something that I've always felt was a little bit light in our previous sessions. It's more of the mindset stuff. It's the coaching that you pay for, right? It's like, I know this already, but I just need a couple of quick reminders of how to stay in the right frame of mind to execute on all of this. So part three is going to be your steps. We always like to turn whatever we teach you into action steps. And then part four is going to be execution. And so this is a new thing. We're going to dive deep into how we actually like keep track of these things or execute on these things in Notion. Don't worry, you don't have to use Notion to benefit from this section. Whatever tool you use, it's really about showing you like, okay, here's what we learned. Now, how do I keep track of that in my business? How do I actually make use of that? And that's what part four is. And then, of course, we have your old standards, your field notes, and your Q&A.
Yeah, and if you don't know what field notes are, maybe this is the first coaching session you've ever showed up to. We show an experiment that we're working on in our businesses. Sometimes it's in our lives as well, but it's kind of like you're behind the scenes. This month, we have three things in field notes to share with you. So this is like a jam-packed field notes, a very fun one to kick off the year. So stick around because again, coaching session, the spotlight part of it is about an hour of teaching and whatnot. And then field notes, hour and 10 minutes. I can say about an hour. You don't have to throw on 10 minutes. Also, maybe someone watches the replay in 1.2 and then it's like actually 40 minutes and then we're just throwing them off completely.
Just start talking in 1.2.
Anyway, field notes is the second hour with the Q&A. So stick around for that. And then also there's something super fun at that time too.
Super fun. Now, what about workbooks? Yeah. Yes, of course, we have workbooks for the spotlight sessions, our usual Notion format and Google Doc format as well. What I like about these is they're a little bit quicker and then they're going to link to previous workbooks throughout, which you'll see. So if we've already done the exercise in a previous workbook, I link to that in there. And then the idea is like, especially if you're one of the ones who uses Notion, fill this out, but pull some of it into your existing system so that these don't just like sit on a shelf, but they're like integrated into your system. And always in the execution section of the workbook, I have tips on how to kind of pull it into your existing system so that all of this is top of mind. Cool. So we hope spotlight sessions offer you clarity. Our goal is that you come here once a month, you spend time with us, and you walk away feeling more clear and confident about how to move your business forward.
Yay, us. And we hope you're enjoying the new design of these coaching sessions as well, new branding, which is very fun. Okay, so this is, I've alluded to this multiple times, but it is worth sticking around for.
Yeah.
This, I just can't wait. I'm not going to say a lot about it. Because I'm not supposed I'm not overselling it. I'm underselling it, honestly. This is super fun. It's a little bit ridiculous. We use some AI as well, which is we're going to share about. But stick around for after the whole spotlight session part when we get into field notes and whatnot. You're going to hear about this, but we're not going to tell you what this is right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
As usual, we need to go over our community values. And there are four community values that we try to uphold. And new year, same values. Inclusivity. We welcome and celebrate people of every race, ethnicity, gender or non-gender, sexuality, mental, physical, intellectual, and sensory disability, neurodiversity, body size, or hair length, or lack thereof. We aim to continue educating ourselves and each other on ways to intentionally cultivate a space where everyone feels seen, supported, and celebrated. You'll also notice we have these little kind of value stickers that are throughout the presentation. So we're all about celebrating.
I can't wait till I have a full sash with those on it.
I know, like merit badges.
That'd be fun.
Second value, mutual respect. We are all on the same level in WAME, regardless of experience level, figs status, how many figs your business makes, or knowledge. So we don't want to talk down to each other. We aim to maintain a level of mutual understanding and respect while also remaining open to feedback and help without defensiveness. Third value, vulnerability. We champion being open and real in this community. This isn't a place for pretending we have it all together. If you have to redo the beginning of a coaching presentation, that's fine.
Yeah.
With that, it's important to also practice receiving someone's courageous vulnerability with warmth, compassion, and understanding. We love this about you all. And then lastly, listening and tactful feedback. We support each other by offering feedback when asked, but we deliver that feedback in a way that is constructive, tactful, and compassionate. We also commit to really listen to each other for what help and support is being sought rather than just knee-jerk reacting with our two cents. In text, sometimes context can get lost, so we try to be kind. And then finally, when something has been done or said inside WAME that has brought harm to you, this is how you can bring that feedback to us to make it right, so that we can learn and move forward in a better way. And that always lives at wanderinginfully.com/repair. So that's where you go for that.
Yeah.
And that concludes the intro.
Fantastic. Great job. I know some of you were asking about the workbook links. You can find those in your email inbox or the email that came out yesterday. It's also on Slack as well. Or maybe someone will post them in the chat for those of you who are here live. Catherine just did.
Nice.
Catherine, fantastic job. Those are the workbooks that we have for you for this coaching session. And again, they're always emailed to you the day before. And they're always in Slack as well for you to refer back to them.
We are mostly on time. We have to make up about 2 minutes, but I think that's doable.
I can speak at 2x. So that's, excuse you. Thank you. So this is part one, the explainer. Let's walk through a refresher on what we mean when we say your business foundation and strategic planning.
Let's do it.
When you take the time to get crystal clear on the foundation of your business, everything else becomes easier. What your business does, how it makes money, who you're talking to, how you might connect with them, and what your ultimate goals are. These are questions that need to be defined and redefined as time goes on to move forward confidently. And this is something that we had some eye openers for when we were going through this ourselves. Before we get started, though, there is an age-old battle that we would like to maybe just settle in our own little way here. And that is this idea of, do I go niche or do I go generalist in my business?
Because I'm sure all of you have heard the advice of, when it comes to business, like niche down, niche down, niche down.
Yeah.
And we often talk about, you know, we think of ourselves as more of sort of a generalist business. But we want to talk about, I think this is a good time in this section to reevaluate, do you think of your business as more of a general business or more of a niche business?
Exactly. Now, generalist versus niche, we're going to go over these and we're going to do a little bit of pros and cons. One is not better or worse. It's up to you to decide what pros you want and what cons you're willing to stomach, because every single type of business, every single way of running a business, anything in business has cons to it. So it's about just acknowledging what you're willing to work with. Is there a Hollitch keyboard in this?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. For the generalist.
Oh, on this slide?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But we can do one.
Very quickly, holler at your keyboard if you're here live, just because it's always fun to do this. Do you feel like your business fits more in the niche or in the generalist category? Just curious for those of you who are here. I would imagine it's probably more of like a 50-50. Yeah, that's what it's looking like. A good amount. And again, not saying one is better than the other. And we're going to go over kind of our journey here. But yeah, fun to see. Thanks, Lily. Okay, so the pros of running a generalist strategic business, if you will, exploring multiple interests, having more freedom, and then getting started without knowing your direction.
Yeah, I mean, when you run a general business, you have more freedom to explore different topics and talk about different things and really explore your interests. And I think especially when you're getting things off the ground and you're not sure who you're talking to or what you want your business to be, that's a pro of going a more general direction.
I would say if your business name is Jason Does Stuff,
that was very general.
Probably in the general
category. Very general.
Now, the cons of being a generalist, which I was very much aware of during this, it's harder and longer to build an audience.
And we've talked about that.
It's less magnetizing, so you're not going to necessarily attract someone for a specific thing.
Because someone doesn't arrive on your site and go, oh, they're definitely talking to me, because it's like, oh, they're talking about basketball and online business
and cookies. Yeah. And then selling can be harder because you're going to have an audience of some size, but not all of those people are going to maybe be there for that one thing that you're trying to sell. Now, for a niche business, the pros, messaging is easier to define. There are some definite SEO benefits in the content that you create because it's a lot more narrow, not more focused. It's faster to make money and build expertise, even though I know for some of you, you may be saying, say that to my bank account. We know that same feeling. We understand that you just picking a niche doesn't mean you're going to make money,
Absolutely. But
it is the faster way if you're going to choose between the two. Now, the cons are it can get boring to run a niche business, because as someone who did that with my Get Sponsorships business and the sponsorships course, boy, was that boring to talk about after a couple of years.
If you're someone who likes novelty,
yeah. It's going to be.
Now, if you really love your niche topic, then maybe you never get bored. That's great.
And if you're running a niche business, it can be harder to pivot. So it can feel like, oh, I've built my brand around being X.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to move into something else. A lot of that is just your own kind of like perception and fear, because really, like, you can change anything at any time. Like, we're not etching things in stone here. A lot of the stuff we're doing is all digital and can be changed and updated. In reality, though, it's not either or. It exists on a spectrum.
And this is what a lot of you were saying in the chat, which is, oh, I'm niche-ish or I'm general-ish. And that's the thing, right? It really, the ish is the emphasis here. It's a spectrum. It's not just either or.
Cool. Do you want to take them through our spectrum?
Yeah. So this is what our journey has looked like. And I just thought this would be helpful to see. Over time, we have shifted from general to more niche and back to general. So in the beginning, I would say we definitely were more general, especially when we had our individual audiences. I mean, at one point I'm talking to hand letters, I'm talking to brand, like to small businesses, I'm talking to people who want to be designers. I had lots of audiences, lots of benefits. And then there came a point where we definitely niched down, like even for Made Vibrant, when I narrowed down into I do brand design for solopreneurs, that's what I did. That's when I really saw that service business kind of explode, was when I niched down. And then once I did that, I said, it's a little limiting and maybe I want to open things back up again. And then when Jason and I came together and we did, you know, Wandering Aimfully, I switched to digital products. Jason got bored with doing sponsorships.
Yeah.
So we both kind of broadened it back up. And then we came together to form Wame. And we just sort of said, okay, let's just do online business owners. And it's taken us a while to find our niche-ish section of just online business owners. And we're tightening it even more. Like you'll see, we'll share with you throughout this presentation that this year, we kind of want to even niche down a little bit more into a specific segment of online business owners, which we'll share with you. But this is kind of what the journey is. It's not either or.
Yeah.
And so we would recommend, though, if you're like, well, where does that leave me? Where should I be on that spectrum? We would say if you need cash faster, or if you're not seeing results with what you're doing, or if you find yourself often confused by your own business foundation, like you're like talking to three different audiences,
so many people,
maybe consider finally going a little bit more niche and making 2023 the year that you niche down a little bit, right? Yeah. But if you feel stifled or bored with your own constraints, if you feel like you've saturated your niche, if you aren't sure yet which of your interests has profit potential because you're in the beginning, maybe go more general. Yeah. And this is kind of where I would say to land on both of those things if you're someone who doesn't really know where you fit in that.
Cool. So what if you're transitioning between two audiences? So maybe you're someone who is generalist or going to niche, or maybe you're someone who's niche and going to generalist. This could be from a more general audience to a new niche. It could be changing niches, or it could be opening up your niche to more general topics. That could have been opening up your niche to more niches, but that would have been a lot of niches in one sentence.
Niche within a niche.
This is hard because you may still need revenue from your old audience while you build your new one. So be strategic about which channels most contribute to sales from your older audience and transition those last.
I know a lot of you often share this and you say, I'm sort of stuck between two worlds, right? And I don't know if anyone in the chat can relate to this, but you're always asking like, how do I strategically make that pivot? And I think this is a good tip, which is just think about your channels individually and try to pivot one at a time. And so if there's one that actually you need to pull revenue from, clients or whatnot, start with the ones that are less revenue dependent and try to shift that audience first to kind of like, think of it like a stepping stone. You got one foot in the new world, one foot in the world that still brings you money.
Congratulations, you're straddling worlds. For your business foundation and four Qs, which we're gonna get to in a moment, you may benefit from doing the exercise twice. So once for where you are right now and once for where you want to be. Mm-hmm. This will help you see where you need to bridge the gap in communication so you can see what you need to change. So speaking of the four Qs, you may have heard us talk about this before. Funny enough, this is in our very first pre-coaching session, mm-hmm. We go over this. These are something that we try to come back to often, but even in doing this exercise, you're going to see we have done a bad job of like moving them forward with our business as we've evolved. So we're going to share more of that.
Which is why you re-audit them, right?
Yeah. All right. So for the four Qs, you're going to start with four questions, but really it leads to seven crucial pieces of your brand story. And there's lots of actionable items here for this, but the four Qs are who is your ideal audience, why, your purpose, your mission, your differentiator, what, your benefit and your transformation, and four, the how, your core offer. So these are the four Qs.
Let's dig in.
It's still me. We know it probably feels, I know you want to read all these slides and you really want to get into it, but you just need to hold your horses and not the horses that Penny's talking about, because Penny has a fantastic niche, which is horsery. Equestrianism. We were talking about this the other day and it was very silly because we don't know anything about horses. We know it probably feels like you've done this 100 times answering these questions, but when was the last time you audited these pieces of your brand story? So holler at your keyboard. When was the last time you sat down and answered a version of like the four Qs of your business? So who your ideal audience member is, the transformation that you're making for them, what your exact core product is.
We do it about once a year, but we didn't do it last year probably because we were like, whatever we are doing, we have to keep it. So yeah. 2 years is the last time we really did it.
Some people are more recent, but some people are like a year ago. Some people kind of do it every couple of years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us, and you're going to see our example through this, it's very interesting the longer that you go between kind of doing this audit, which is why we think this is a great coaching session to start with, because whether you're far along and you have a business and you've been doing things for years like we are, we still go through this and go, oh, but our audience has changed and our core offering has changed and how it helps people has changed, but we haven't reflected that change in so many places. So,
right.
Great, thanks for participating. So trust us, there is so much value in coming back to these cues regularly. The effectiveness of your strategy lies in how clearly you can answer these questions. Carol, we're here
for now you. I get to dive in. Okay, so again, we know you've probably done this before, but this is your chance to recommit to doing this exercise and getting as crystal clear as you can. So let's start with that first cue being who. And so this is going to be, who are you talking to? So who is your audience? Who are you ideally trying to attract? And this exercise is especially crucial to come back to often. I think this is the one that you have to come back to the most often. And as we've touched on many times, we're still shifting this and honing our audience and deciding to niche it down more. And we'll share that in a sec. But the questions you want to answer are, what do they do for a living? What do they care about? How would you pick them out of a crowd? What problems or pain points are they facing? What do they dislike about the status quo in your industry? I feel like that's one that maybe is like a new question we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. But the more specific you can get about who this person is, what they believe, what they're struggling with, like that is going to be such fertile ground for all of your copywriting, your website, like communications, all of it, right? So that's who. Now moving on to our second cue being why. And we've broken the why out into like these three different pieces. Again, because all of these pieces I think are crucial in different ways. So your mission is, why does your business exist? Or what is the deeper cause or your driving belief? And so the way that I want to differentiate between a couple of these whys are, this mission is something for external use, right? It's something that you could write on your website that your customer would really connect to emotionally. And it really comes back to that TED talk that I'm sure you've heard or seen of before, which is Simon Sinek talking about the golden circle, and people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And the entire TED talk is about this idea, but your mission is really just something bigger than yourself that your customer can relate to understand like why they should care about your business. And so the question you want to answer is, how does your business connect to the world at large? That's kind of your mission. What belief or idea does your business represent that you feel is worth spreading? And again, all of these little bullet points are in your workbook as just kind of triggers for you to
and we'll give you our examples too, so you can see like a real time.
And example. We'll give you examples, but there's no right or wrong way to write any of this. It's just really a prompt for you to kind of craft your own messaging that you're going to put throughout all of your marketing communications.
Now you have a bunch of reading coming up, so I'm going to take the next couple because got to give you a break. Okay. So the next part of why is your differentiator. So why would your customer choose your business over another in your niche? Maybe you're unboring. This is also for external use, something you want your customer to be able to clearly identify. So
like, oh, those Zooks, they're pretty weird.
They're super weird, but I like learning from them.
They talk about enough a lot.
It's often something in your values, your way of operating, your tone, your beliefs, your personality, or your process. So you want to own your weird. That's one of those stickers that comes up. What sets you apart? What makes you unique? So that's the other part of the why. And then your purpose is the third part of the why.
You got it.
Why are you excited to get up in the morning and work on this business? This is for internal use. So no one needs to know about this but you. Sometimes this can match your mission, but not always. And this might be a more selfish angle because you want financial freedom, because it makes you happy, because you want a better life for your kids than you had. Any of these things are what really drive your purpose.
You can be like, because this is your own thing. You can be like, I get up in the morning to work on my business because I have a chip on my shoulder and I want to prove my third grade teacher wrong. Like,
yeah,
we're not going to judge whatever your purpose is, but it's the thing that can kind of be that spark that you can come back to. Sometimes your why can be that greater purpose, your mission, right? Maybe it's the same. You really want to make an impact on the world and that gets you out of bed in the morning to work on this business. Great.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to include this because I don't think people often talk about the fact that sometimes your purpose can be just something that nobody else understands. And it can be as simple as like, I love making things. And so when I get out of bed in the morning, I want to get up and work on my business because I love making things.
Yeah. All right, let's move into the what. So this is your benefit. We love this little metaphor. What benefit does your business provide your ideal audience? So think about Super Mario. Everyone knows Super Mario. Your customer is Mario. Your offer is the mushroom.
This is not, by the way, a concept that we came up with. This is a well-known marketing concept. And I wish I had put the credit there, but you can look it up. Look up benefit Super Mario and you'll get it.
With your mushroom, which is a reminder, your offer, your customer becomes Super Mario with your help. So he goes from little baby Mario to Super Mario. My favorite is the one with the tail where he can fly. That's my favorite.
So that's.
What does that mushroom do for them? Does it give them confidence, clarity, better test scores, job opportunities? Does it save them time, money, and headaches? So this is the benefit. This is not just I sell an online course about learning Squarespace. It's I'm going to help you get more people signing up for your yoga studio through your website. Like that's the benefit that you're going to get from having that well-designed Squarespace site. Now, your transformation, what transformation does your business help your customer undergo? You can take this care of.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I know.
So can you clearly define point A, where they are when they come to you, and point B, where you take them to with your services, your products, your offer, right? This is about defining your version of what Super Mario looks like for your customer after they take the mushroom. So the mushroom is sort of like, okay, they get faster, they get stronger. And then the transformation is like, okay, what are all the things they can do now that they're faster and stronger, right? Again, these are just metaphors, but that's how those two things are different. They're very much in the same, but it just gives you two different ways of talking about the problems that your business solves, the things that your customer is going to gain by buying from you. And these are going to give you, again, many, many things to pull from when it comes to building your brand story. So how is their life better after your offer? What has changed for them?
Pre-mushroom, post-mushroom. Love it, Meg.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then finally the how. So how do you deliver the benefit to your customer? And this just really comes down to your core offer. So what is your business's core offer? If someone asked you, what does your business sell? And you had to answer it in 10 seconds, what would you say? It's okay if you have a whole slew, if you have an offer suite, but the reason, if you have more than one offer, can you either pick one that is a primary focus or summarize them into a category? So like online courses or digital planning products, like, is there a 10-second version that you could come up with instead of listing out all your offers? And that's going to help you when it comes time to writing those marketing communications or putting it on your website or something, like kind of giving yourself a category. So at a glance, someone goes, oh, I know what they sell.
Great.
So all together now, we're going to give you examples just to help you. So you have things to pull from, and these are in the workbook as well. But if we were answering this, and really specifically, if I was answering this, all of these 7 brand story bits for ourselves, for our audience, I would say we help intentional online business owners who want to transition from client work to selling digital products. And if you're like,
before you move on, not me. Everybody in the chat who is a client service business owner right now doing client work that wants to transition to digital products, please say that's me or it's me in the chat. Because yeah. I'm curious how many of you, like, we're going through this process now of really reflecting on like, who are Waymers? You know, like, we know who you are. We know what you stand for, a lot of you, but just in the chat right now,
and it's
the majority of you. And this is what we've realized. We have not put on our website and in our copy and in anything anywhere.
Yeah. And it's okay. If that, again, I'm going to say this at the end, but as you clarify these things, it's okay if your business doesn't like sort of reflect these answers right now. This is about giving yourself a direction where you want to head, right? Yes. So we talked to intentional online business owners, like everyone, for a few years. And that was even, you know, that was a little niche because we're not talking to all business owners or people who want to grow to multi-million dollar businesses, but this gives us like sort of a direction that is a little bit more niche. For mission, so to give more people all over the world the opportunity to work with more flexibility and freedom, leading to more satisfying, peaceful lives. If we had to narrow it down to how we think that makes the world a better place, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Your differentiator, we're unboring.
Hopefully.
We don't sell false promises. We encourage people to aim for enough as an antidote to burnout and to do it their way rather than chasing external validation. So those are some ways that we kind of like carve out our own space. And then for me personally, your purpose, my life changed for the better once I was able to work in a way that didn't damage my mental health. Every person deserves to feel this, and I want to offer it to as many people as possible. I wake up in the morning and that's what I think about. That's what makes me want to do coaching sessions. That's what makes me want to work on the business, is like, I want everyone to feel the flexibility that I feel in my life because I think it's that important. Your benefit, we offer business owners clarity, connection, and focus. By highlighting one thing to focus on each month and offering an encouraging community, Waymers can make progress without the pitfalls of overwhelm, comparison, and burnout. Those are all of our mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then our transformation is we take people who are stuck trading time for money and overwhelmed with how to build a one-to-many audience, and we give them a path to a predictable, thriving digital products business. Again, whether we do that well or not right now, that's what we're aiming for, okay? Yeah. And then finally, our core offer is Waym Unlimited, a monthly coaching program that includes live training sessions, self-paced courses, software, and a community.
Great.
Cool. Again, remember, it's okay if your current business does not reflect these statements exactly. The first step is to write it down. The second is to mold your business toward these statements.
And hopefully reading our examples, because it really helps me. Like when I get those big questions for like the who, yeah. the what, the why, the how, I just get so overwhelmed and I'm like, this is too big of a question. But then seeing the examples that we just gave you from Waym, I hope it helps you because it helps me. Like it helps me read it and be like, oh, okay, great. Like I would now know how to answer this question it's our business. But like if I was somebody else reading this, I'd be like, okay, that's helpful because that's kind of what I want to do, but I want to change it to, you know, fit my own niche or whatever.
Definitely. All right. So we've gotten some clarity on the key parts of your business.
Yes.
But what do we do with this?
Well, we do right leg, stanky leg is what this looks like. Yeah.
So the thing is, you want to use these brand story bits all throughout your communications. your website, your social profiles, your email headers, your sales pages, everywhere your potential customer sees is a chance to be clear about these things. So shout out to Waymers. Some of you are like, I didn't know I was going to be in this, but it's okay.
Yeah. You're famous. You're famous. Erica, congratulations.
You're famous. Yeah. Good. But I just wanted to pull some examples so that you actually know what we mean when we say that. So like a social profile, right? Like I draw cute character watercolor illustrations. I teach you how to do the same thing. Create a calm corner of your life. I love that because that's a benefit, right? Like that's the mushroom or the transformation, you could argue either. But this is where you're putting that stuff. And it doesn't matter what format you're doing that in. It's just think of each one of those seven things as little building blocks that you can combine and write and be clever and put it different places.
Also, I was gonna ask if you could click into Erica's story and then we could all awkwardly look at Erica's story that she'd posted on Instagram together. It's like a group of parents like looking. We can't do that because it's a screenshot, but it just thought it'd be funny.
And then over to Waymer Danny Ives's website, again, right at the top for her course, learn the needle felting skills to confidently create anything. No stress, just creativity.
Love the no stress, just creativity. Cause it's so easy to say for a creative business. Let's all be creative. But I think there's something that like actually anchors it to like, oh, I get stressed out when I'm doing creative things. I'm like, this might be a course for me that actually changes that.
Yep. And in a second, we'll talk about like tagline, which is like another kind of format to use. And so no stress, just creativity kind of works there.
Yeah.
But also identifying your core offer was a part of our 7 bits as well. And so now we can say, oh, she does courses and she sells art.
Yeah.
Boom. So writing and designing every aspect of your brand will be easier when you have these 7 pieces as your raw materials, which is what we've been talking about.
Yes.
So the action step is to use your answers to evaluate your communication. So I'm going to quickly go through these, but Jason and I wrote this checklist. These checklists are in your workbook, but
I'd be so excited, by the way, I think this is a spoiler alert for the Wall of Fame task that I'm going to post in Slack next week for you to get credit on the Wall of Fame, which if you don't know what that is, we'll get to it later. This checklist is going to be the Wall of Fame task already because we did it. And I'm not going to say I'm embarrassed by our results, but it is just laughable when like we're the folks who are supposed to be teaching you the things, but like we even need to do these things, which is again, the whole point of this entire year of spotlight sessions is this slide once it finishes.
Yep. Okay. So for your audience, some simple questions. Is your content speaking to this person? For us, because we're kind of shifting our audience into a more niche, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Our new project, Narticles, which we'll discuss, is part of the reason for this.
Yes.
Is your website speaking to this person? I'm also going to give us a no on that one because, again, it's new.
We're not doing great.
Is your email lead strategy attracting this person? Again, no.
No.
And I see those three X's and I go, that's 3 different opportunities that we have in order to improve our business. And I hope that you feel the same when you do this checklist. It's like, oh my gosh, so many opportunities. So for our mission, is your mission anywhere on your website or offer sales page? I would say no.
No, not really.
But do you ever speak about it in your content? I would say yes. We talk about our mission.
Good job, us. We got our first check mark.
Your differentiator, this is where we really excel. Does your branding and design reflect or represent your differentiator?
Give me a check mark.
I think our use of emojis alone does. Do you ever make it clear in your copy how you're different from your peers? Yes, we do. This is one that I think we get past with flying colors. For my purpose specifically, do you have this written down somewhere that you can come back to daily or weekly to get inspired? No. That's a silly thing that I should do. Absolutely. I think about it, but I don't have it written down.
We got a 3 out of 8 on that slide. 3 out of 8. Not great. A lot of room for improvement. So much stuff we can do.
For our benefit, is this front and center on our website? I think so. I think we do a pretty good job of saying what are the benefit of Waymer Limited is.
Yeah.
It's also on our sales page and in our sales emails. We get an A+ on benefit as well.
I'm feeling good.
Good. Mentioned in our social
media. We don't use social media anymore, we used to.
But we used to anyway.
We need a check mark. Okay. Leave us alone.
Our transformation. Is this explicitly shared on your sales page? No, we could do a better job.
And especially because again, we're going to be in a little bit of a transition period with, again, as I just asked you a moment ago, are you a client service person who wants to move to digital products? And again, in that question, I was not asking you to never work with clients again. And that's not what we want people to have to think they have to do. But as we move that forward as our focus on who our audience is, it is not on our sales page. It is not in our sales emails. It is not in our testimonials. And so we know that's a great opportunity for us to bring that in because clearly our customers are those people. So we need to have other people who might be future Waymers understand that they're going to be in the right place.
But we get an X on our core offer only because we went to our homepage and we were like, it's not that clear what we sell.
This was a very funny moment about 2 hours ago when Caroline was looking at our website and then looked back at me and she was like, how let someone know that we sell Wayam Unlimited on our website? Also, and we were looking at it.
To find.
And I was like, it's in the join button in the top. And she's like, there's no join button. Didn't even realize
it. We took it off a while ago.
Ah, we're the worst.
Have to come back to it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
but it's also a great example of like, you can still run a business doing all of these things incorrectly.
Yep.
And it's just, it's not like you're doing it wrong. It's just lots of room to do it better.
And I hope that we are perfect examples of why you shouldn't be perfectionistic about any of this stuff, because we were kind of halfway on a lot of these things and we still have a thriving business. Like, it's okay. It's just, it's all room for improvement, right?
Yeah.
But this checklist right here is 16 individual ways that you can strengthen your brand foundation starting today. And these are all listed in your Spotlight Sessions workbook under each of the bits. And so it's right here, the little audit checklist. So you could pull those all into, you could keep it here or pull it into a task list if you wanted to, which is like, that's amazing. If you walk away from the session with only those 16 action items, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
A couple of little quick wins for better, more confident brand messaging.
I would love some quick wins.
These are things we've talked about before, but ways that you can kind of combine all of these things into like little snippets, little brand messaging snippets. You have your biz bio, your two-word tango, your party intro, and your tagline.
Yes.
And so your biz bio is sort of the format of like, this is like a more formal version of like, I help blank achieve blank by doing blank, right? Your two-word tango, we've talked about this many times. This is sort of like the mental bucket that someone would be able to put you in. It's like a category.
And the thing I always want to say about the two-word tango, this is not something that you have to use all the time, but it's something you should use prominently. So very quickly, someone can acknowledge this is what you do. It's like the place where they put you in their brain. Because if you say like, I'm a website crafting wizard, someone's like, I don't know what that means. You're like, I'm a Squarespace designer. Okay, I get it. Like that's what that
means. Yeah, your two-word tango is not going to feel clever or creative, and that's okay. That's not the purpose of it. This one though can be more of your, what did you say? Website crafting wizard.
Yeah, absolutely. Do like that. Make it mysterious, make it fun.
Your party intro is like a little bit more mysterious. It's like maybe when you meet someone at a networking event, you really want to invite questions.
Yeah.
And then your tagline could be a memorable phrase or statement that you want your customer to associate with your brand. And so these, just as an example, the biz bio version would be, I help intentional online business owners transition from clients to a digital products business through an unboring monthly coaching program called Wayam Unlimited.
Yeah.
Yes, it sounds formal, but like if I want to give people all the bits in one sentence, perfect. I can use that for my professional bio. I can use that on my about page, something like that. My two-word tango, I'm a business coach.
Straight up. I don't want to say that to people, but I want to make sure that it's known very clearly when someone can go, oh, that's a business coach. Great.
Yep. My party intro, I might say something like, we help online business owners define how much is enough. And people are like, what do you think? How much is enough?
Come to our party and drink some of our Kool-Aid. We have lots of Kool-Aid.
And then they ask questions and then I get to answer them.
Don't worry, it's gluten-free Kool-Aid.
And then we are testing out some different taglines, but one recently that we've come up with is just grow your business, shrink your stress. We're trying that out. We're trying it out, see how it feels.
As a live quick workshop here for everybody who's here live.
How does it feel?
What do you think about the tagline? Grow your business.
Shrink your stress.
Shrink your stress. You can say it's crap. I won't be offended.
You guys are so affirming. I love that. We're 10 minutes behind. I'm not.
Anybody who said I didn't like it, I just ignored. So
it's our business.
Yeah.
So the point is you decide when and where you want to use these different variations, but go back to your 7 brand story points every time you write communications for your business. When you write a sales page, when you redo your website, when you do an email course, like go back to those 7 bits and be like, is this in alignment with those 7 bits that I already decided were my foundation? And then if you want to dive deeper on any of these topics,
we snorkeled.
And if you're ready to scuba dive,
feel
free to check out the 4Qs coaching intro session. So you can find that in the coaching hub, or you can just go directly. All the URLs are the ones in blue.
Yep.
So screenshot this slide, do whatever you need to do. We have that short video on that's like all about the 4Qs. We go over the 4Qs in every single unsolved business session. So definitely check those out. And then finally, if you really want to dive into brand story, check out module 1 of Better Branding Course.
Cool. Great.
Foundation strengthened.
Now let's shift over to goal setting and strategic planning. You define your own success,
you go.
By the way. As a reminder, we are big believers in working to live, not living to work. What exactly does that phrase mean? It means using your business as a tool to live a good life, however you define that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we'd like to put our lives first. Take a second to imagine the life that you're aiming for. You might be a cat basking in the sun.
We want to get you there.
We want you to be a cat so much. I really do. I want you to be a cat. Close your eyes and really imagine it. Jot down some things that come to mind. This is just one of those things where you just like take a second and you think about for you, not like societal, not social media, not what you see on YouTube that gets fed to you. It's like, no, no. What does it really matter for me?
I was imagining.
Great. And if anybody wants to be a cat, let us know. We'll help you out. Now we want to talk about defining how much it will take to get there. So we're going to do this in two ways. You have your number and you have your enough number. Your number is stands for monthly minimum magic number. And you may have heard us talk about this before, but we always come back around to it. And your enough number. So your number is the amount of money your business needs to make each month for you to cover your bills at your current lifestyle. So just like you're covering the bare bones of things, you're making all the bills get paid, but you're not necessarily doing a lot of extra. And that's okay.
You don't have more spaciousness or the money that you need to become a cat.
Yeah. We will get you. Just wait. We will get you there to being a cat. Your monthly minimum magic number should feel realistic. And maybe you're very close to it. Maybe you're at it right now. Maybe you need to go through your expenses, which we're going to show you an example of. There's also a thing in your workbook. This is something you should definitely be looking at over time. And then your enough number. This is the amount of money your biz would need to make each month for you to live a wildly spacious and ideal life. You're a cat, whatever that looks like for you as a cat.
Yep.
Okay. That's the difference. This feels ideal. And again, your enough number might change over time. Like our enough number changed from what we said at the beginning of Wandering Aimfully to then achieving it. And now we are changing it again, not because we just want to keep moving the goalpost forward, but because our goals have changed in life. And so now we're reprioritizing what that means.
We'll talk about that in the execution session.
Yeah.
Section.
So ask yourself which one of these you're aiming for, because you may be just in a monthly or in a number time in your life, or you may be in enough number time in your life, and that's okay. If you want to dive deeper, we have resources. Again, that was the snorkel of that. And we have a couple more things on it later, but we talk more about your enough and numbers and your finances in the Reflect and Project 2.0 coaching session, in the Budgeting for Debt Payoff coaching session. And there's also an article, I don't know if you all have ever seen this, wanderingaimfully.com/enough, where we break down the number and the enough number. It's like halfway through the article with some examples.
Yeah. If you want to know more, definitely screenshot this slide. Because that's where we really break it down of like how to define your both of those numbers.
Cool. So let's do a little example here.
So once you have your monthly number, after you've done those Scuba resources and you've set it, we're going to get into offer math.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So really this breaks down to taking your number or enough number and reverse engineering your total number of sales needed to get there. And then you're going to play around with different pricing, different revenue structures and launch strategies in order to see this is what I need to do in order to get to that number or enough number. We'll just call it your goal number.
Yeah.
Use the math to consider new revenue opportunities. This is when you're also going to start to see, okay, maybe some of these revenue streams are not going to get me to my goals. What are some ideas of ways that I can get there? So let's use an example. Let's say that your enough number is just, again, as an example, $8,000 per month, right? $8,000 per month times 12 months is $96,000 per year. That would be your total goal for, let's just say 2023, you set this number.
Fantastic.
And then you're going to say, okay, what are my existing offers? Maybe I do client projects for like an average roughly project cost of $2,000 per project. And then I run a quarterly workshop. I do that four times a year and I sell it for $80. And then maybe I have one signature course that I sell for $250, right? Like these are my offers. Now, the question is, how many of these do you need to sell in order to make this, right? Like, I know it's simple, but really doing this at the top of the year is so crucial to see how you're going to actually get to your goals. So using this example, we're going to do a little offer math here. So we have a column for your yearly sales, the number that you're going to sell of each offer, your yearly revenue, and then your monthly revenue. How does that break down? So let's say I try to aim for one client per month. So that's 12 across the whole year. That's going to net me $24,000 in client revenue for the year, or again, $2,000 a month because it's one client a month. For my quarterly workshop, let's say I do it four times a year. It's a quarterly workshop. I charge $80. Let's say I get 80 sales per quarter, roughly. That's going to get me $6,400 per year or $533 per month. And then finally, for my signature course, let's say I aim to sell 100 of those at $250 per, which brings me $25,000 or $2,080 per month. And if you add these up, that's going to get you $55,000 per year or $4,000 roughly per month, right? And so when I compare that to my goal number, that's not going to get me there. So this feels realistic. This feels like what my business is right now, but that's not going to get me to my goals. So the question is, how do we bridge the gap between where we are now and where I want to be? This is where you look at your offers and you go, okay, you know what? That quarterly workshop, that's not really doing it for me, right?
So it's like just, a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I run it four times a year. It distracts my list. Okay, let's say, what if I didn't do that this year? What if instead I just focused on getting one retainer client, right? For a full year contract, like, would it take a lot of selling, like in terms of reaching out to people? Yeah, maybe. But is that time better spent than doing the quarterly workshop? Maybe. So let's say if I get one retainer, it's $12,000 for the entire year or $1,000 per month. Now for my course, let's say, okay, 100, maybe that's not going to get me there. What if I tried to get 250 sales, right? What would that be? That would be $62,000. That would be 5,000. And that would get me to my goals. But maybe that feels like just so not with my list. I'm not going to be able to get there this year. Okay. Well, what's another way that I can get to that number? Maybe instead of doing a $250 course, I figure out a way to charge $850. I don't just mean raising the price.
Yeah, you add something to it.
$250 to $850. I mean, like,
with it, whatever you're doing, repackaging.
Package stuff, combine it with a website template. I'm going to do something to make that value there. And if I sold 80 of those, $68,000, $5,600 a month, that gets me to my goals. And so the question is just, offer math is all about just like literally doing this over and over until you get some type of outline that you feel like is realistic. Maybe it's going to take a little bit more marketing effort, but you feel like this I could do. And it's so empowering to see on paper, wow, if I sold this, I would make my enough number.
Yeah. And it takes the guesswork out of how many things do I need to sell to hit my goals. And like we said, you may be at your number for a couple of years and it takes you longer than for some people to get to your enough number. And that's okay. This is all about your journey and doing that. So if you want to dive deeper on OfferMath, we have Unsolved Businesses sessions and their workbooks all show examples of OfferMath with real Waymers businesses. So there are three of those if you wanted to check them out. Unsolved Businesses 2, 3, and 4. I'll go through that. So there's your deep dive. We snorkeled. Here's your deep dive.
Boom.
Okay, this is you.
And then finally, how are you going to hit those sales goals, right? So you're going to ask yourself, is it an evergreen sales strategy or an open and close launch strategy? Plot your sales pushes and launches loosely on your calendar for the year. Now that you know kind of like we're not doing the quarterly thing, I'm going to try to do a retainer client. Okay, I'm going to do a big like referral push in February, you know, like this is really now that you have the offer math, what you can do is have a loose marketing calendar. So create a spreadsheet where you can plot out your sales projections and sneak peek. We have this in your workbook where you can start to plot that out. And we'll also share with you kind of a more advanced way that we're doing this later on in the execution section. So we have made it to the explainer recap.
We're close on time.
We are 10 minutes behind, but that is not bad.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's our first month doing this.
And so as a reminder, at the end of this section, now, and once you do the exercises, you're going to know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to know why they're going to care about your business. You're going to know what transformation and benefit you're offering them. You're going to know what offer you're selling now and what offers you might want to sell in the future to get to your enough number. You're going to know how much money you're aiming for each month, both to break even right now and to live a beautiful life of your dreams where you're a cat.
As a cat.
And then you're going to know how much you need to sell in order to meet those goals. And you're going to know what sales strategy you're going to use in order to meet those goals. Like that's what you're going to decide. And this is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If you did all of this, which we just went over, like, please tell me that you would be in a better place with your business and more clear and confident than where you are now.
Absolutely.
Yay.